Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 215, Dead Rising 2. This is the show recorded on the 5th of September, 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
And also Charlotte.
Hi!
Adam is not here, which is why we have built a female version of Adam.
Rude.
Without the fanboy tendencies that Adam has.
He promised me he would be on. I promised other people he would be on. He's not here.
I'm not a female Adam.
Now for the news.
Okay, this week we've got bloody good time. What is this?
Bloody Good Time is, Ubisoft's attempt at jumping on the TF2 Monday Night
failed.
Combat.
They failed.
Monday Night Combat kind of thing. So they've got their Developers of the Ship adventure game.
Wow. Yeah, that was Steam game that came out like near the release of Steam. Well, yeah.
Did you not notice that from how they looked?
I did think they looked kind of familiar, yeah. Yeah.
So it's been developed by them. And it's a multiplayer, as they call it, killfest. You can have up to 8 players at once in a game. I'm not sure if it doesn't. It's not specified if that's in a game or in a team. But they're going for like a funny kind of look. So there's pictures of a Playboy bunny girl kind of thing, a clown, some dude.
A dude.
Oh, there's like a surfer dude. There's a bodyguard. Some girl wearing pink. So there's just, like, a variation of stuff. I'm not sure on the HUD, because there's all this weird stuff. There's, like, a picture of a bed, some toilets, some food. So I don't know if that means you have to do stuff with them.
Yeah, you need to eat every so often. You have to then have a nap.
It's like The Sims.
And then you need to have a dump.
But so they're trying to go down the comedic route, so it's got frying pans, flamethrowers, and apparently remote-controlled rodents that explode.
Is that the first game they made since the ship?
I think so.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, dear.
So not much has been announced on this other than the fact that it's been announced and it's coming soon.
Okay, Poker Night at the inventory.
Charlotte can talk about this.
Okay, so this is like a new game that Telltale have announced they are making. They announced it at PAX. So basically some people might be a bit surprised by this, but the first game that Telltale made was Texas Hold'em. They're kind of going down the same avenue as this. I wouldn't be surprised if actually it's the same engine.
Probably.
Or rather the same game, but just with different characters.
Probably.
But, so you play poker at, I guess, a place called the Inventory. And you can either play as the Heavy from TF2, Max from Sam & Max, Strong Bad from Homestar Runner.
Oh, yeah, Homestar Runner.
And what's his name? Is it Tycho? Tycho from...
Tycho Brahe, that bloke from the medieval times.
What, Penny Arcade?
Penny Arcade.
Who is that astronomer bloke?
Yeah, not him
Tycho
though.
Tycho Brahe. He's cool.
But the thing that makes it look...
He helped, Johannes Kepler out.
What makes Kepler. It look a bit weird is that they're mixing 2D of, like, Strong Bad and the Tycho guy.
That's done all the time with Strong Bad, though.
The same models. Yeah, but the thing is that they haven't taken the characters into... Like an environment where everyone looks the same.
Well, no, because they can't do that. Strong Bad
can't
be 3D.
Yeah, Strong Bad would look weird, wouldn't he?
I suppose.
He's his 2D-ness.
But it'll be interesting because I think the whole point is to get off.
To make money.
Well, yeah, to make. It's only $5.
Yeah,
is there a release date? $5.
Release date, yeah.
It's coming out soon. I think it's September.
Okay.
October.
Okay.
But it's only $5, so it's worth.
$4.99 And anyone who was lucky enough to be at PAX, if they pre-ordered it there, they got a free poster.
Alright, Duke Nukem Forever has been re-announced.
Yep.
Let's just skip over sod it, screw it. We don't care about this.
So, Gearbox...
We think the people who are resurrecting it again have no brains whatsoever. Just give it a rest. It's a rubbish game. It's rubbish.
Yeah, but all the stupid people will go and buy it.
So, it's being released by 2K Games. 2K Games, this was their big announcement for PAX, because they had, like, a countdown timer and a live stream and stuff. They've got it being developed by Gearbox, who are the guys that brought us Borderlands and Brother in Arms.
Yeah, I mean, Gearbox, okay, they've done some decent games. They did the Halo 1 port. They also did...
On PC.
They also did Blue Shift, and opposing forces for half.
Really?
Oh yeah, the little local.
Yeah, that's probably their best stuff.
Then it's just Brother in Arms.
Yeah,
stuff.
No offense, but Brothers in Arms, boring.
You remember how many was it? Three games they made.
Boring.
Is it three?
Well, I'm fed up with the boring newbie war games. Yeah. Oh, it's a war game. Oh, boring.
Okay, so this has been developed by them. It's also got. They've also taken on some of the staff from 3D Realms before they dissolved. They did dissolve.
Oh, great!
Right?
So 3D Realms are working on this game for 10 years and they can't ship it, and then they hire all the people who couldn't ship it.
Well, no, they hired some of them back. So, like the good
the
guys.
People who weren't responsible.
Because when did they dissolve?
Ages, like when I finished uni. Well, I believe.
Well, they didn't have any money, did they?
Well, no.
Nobody else would lend them. Wait, you want to borrow
forever.
$20 million to continue developing the game you haven't been able to ship in 10 years?
They probably kept on a lot of staff from like when they started off as well, anyway. So they might have had some people that weren't very good, and didn't want to get rid of them because they were all mates and stuff. I don't know. It depends on what kind of business they were.
Who cares?
But yeah. So Duke Nukem's back. He's coming out 2011. He's coming out.
Maybe.
Supposedly 2011 on Windows, Xbox 360, and PS3.
Where's the DS version? If they want to ship a game, surely they could ship a DS game.
Wouldn't it be the same as all the other Duke Nukem, like Nintendo
exactly.
games
surely
that were
they
like
can
2D
ship
side-scrollers or something?
Well, but they could the do it 3D, like Doom.
First one.
So it's your usual Duke Nukem stuff. They were going all over saying, you know, oh, it's really cool because you can take the weapons off the aliens. And I was like, well, that's not that new.
Can't you do that in, like, every game release of the last... In Doom, they would drop weapons and you would pick them up. In Wolf...
And they mean take them off them, do they?
Well, you
in
can
Wolf
do that
3D,
still,
you
but...
could do that.
The thing is, they were saying about, oh, because they're alien weapons.
Halo.
And well, yeah, that's the same thing. So you can grab their weapons. They were saying that was really good, and they were saying, "Oh,
we've got
cool weapons in
there." Half-Life, you could do that. Those dudes with the bee shooter thing, they would drop. I'm not sure if they would drop it, but like the lab where they were, it was all the same stuff. I'm not sure you would drop it.
They're just trying to cash in on the fact that all these people claim that they're crazy about the Duke Nukem Forever game, but
it's
really
gonna come
it's
out
just an internet
and nobody's going to buy it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's just going to be full of weapons, him saying
stupid
cheesy lines, and women with short skirts and maybe no tops on.
Oh, really? Cool. You should have told me about this earlier.
It's currently not got a rating, but I imagine it'll probably be an 18, because they've always been 18s.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, so Telltale have announced some new details.
Yes, to cash in on...
No, it's going to be awesome!
Are they coinciding it with the release of the film?
Well...
That's why they're
cashing
in on it.
Maybe that means it'll come out October. So, if you don't know, Back to the Future's 25th anniversary is coming sort of this autumn. I think it's like late autumn,
early
winter.
So the film's coming out of cinemas
October 1st. Oh, coming out again.
Yeah.
Right. Remastered. It's being remastered and re-released at cinemas October 1st, and they're re-releasing the films on Blu-ray and DVD on October 26th.
Yeah. So to coincide with this, they're releasing
about
a Back to the
VHS?
Future series, which will take place over 5 different episodes that will be released monthly. But I think that they start in winter... They start releasing them. So it's a bit later. But they've announced that they will have Marty McFly and Doc Brown will have the likenesses of Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, which is cool.
That's a good start.
The thing is, like, some people
they're stylized.
Are really funny, aren't they? And they'll be like, oh, well, I don't want my face in this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, lots of people.
Loads of people do that. And also, Doc Brown is actually getting voiced by Christopher Lloyd as well. I'm guessing that Michael J. Fox isn't doing the voice for Marty.
No, if they've announced...
They should get him to do it in the few minutes of normality he has.
Oi. And they've also got co-creator and I think the writer, Bob Gale, who wrote the original script. I don't know if he wrote all of them.
Wait. What they should do, they should use his voices from the films, and just cut the words out and reassemble it.
They should do that, yeah. But it'd be a bit weird and probably sound absolutely awful.
That would be horrible.
On the plus side, it would be totally cool.
I'm
the new robot version.
And with his consultancy, Bob Gale, they're hoping that it will be in the same sort of vein and comedic style that the Back to the Future series is amazing for. So hopefully we'll be getting more news on it soon.
Yes.
Also, the DeLorean's going to be in it, but kind of it couldn't have been Back to the Future if the DeLorean wasn't in it.
Well, yeah, what would it be otherwise? National Lampoon's Vacation or something. I mean, you know, you need the car in it or it turns into something random.
They need to license Huey Lewis
in the news. Yeah.
And they need to have hoverboards. But it depends on
Back to the Future is based around.
I would imagine it'd be the first one.
Some Xbox Live price changes have also been announced. These are going live from the 1st of November. Basically, in the United States, the price is going up across the board. So it's going up $10 for 12 months.
Wow.
I shouldn't imagine anyone would actually be paying 1 month for 2 or 3 months, but...
Some people do.
Yeah, some people need to, like,
figure
do
out.
Some math.
People do it at work. They tell me that they do their monthly ones, and it's like,
That only works out, like, 6 times more expensive.
Yeah.
In the UK, the only price which is changing is the 1 month $4.99 is going to $5.99.
Which, what, has to be bought off Xbox Live?
Yeah, I mean, any sane person would buy the 12-month thing, because you can usually find it on offer somewhere cheaper, for, like, 30, 35 quid.
When does this happen? Oh.
1st of November. In the US, though, they are doing, like, an offer where you can buy a few months gold cheap for, like, $40 or something for, like, another year or something. But, yeah, a lot of people have been moaning about this, but I worked it out the other day, and it is totally in line with inflation.
Yeah, so he did. He used a calculator.
I got all the statistics for inflation in the US and worked it out. It's actually slightly less than what inflation would have been.
So how much is that making 12 months in America now? What is it?
$59.99.
What's that in pound? They're still probably cheaper than us, isn't it?
I know. Let's ask the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is, we've got sales tax included. They don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we've got VAT and all that. Shaz.
Shaz?
I don't know.
Is that the right word?
No, not really.
Jazz. There you go. I added an S and an H.
If you put X... Oh, there we go. 38, so yeah. It's practically the same and they don't have to...
Yeah, but their sales tax is on top of that as well. Yeah. So it's actually a bit more expensive over there than it is here.
Yeah.
But, whatever, they get a lot more content than we do.
Yeah, they do. They get stuff before you get it.
Yeah, they've got way more TV and films.
And is it free ESPN or whatever?
Yeah,
not that I care about that. But
they get it.
We don't get that.
Give
I
us the
feel
option.
Robbed.
Whatever's. Games TM.
Yeah, I was just gonna,
done 100 issues.
Yes, I was just going to mention because I picked up one on Thursday, Friday, one of those days. Games TM is celebrating their 100th issue.
Games TM is a magazine.
Yes, Games
TM
is a magazine in the UK. You can actually get it, I believe, in other places as well, because you can usually get UK magazines in Australia as well, and they import them in America as well. So, like, they import Edge as well. I keep saying as well too much.
Yeah,
as
remember when Edge used to be cool, and then Games TM was cool.
And then Games TM stopped being cool.
Yeah, they stopped
and
being cool.
And now nobody's
cool. Nobody's cool.
Who reads magazines? Yeah, so they're doing 100 covers, just like Edge did, to celebrate the 100th issue, which is their favourite 100 games of all time. There's a list inside, and then there's also inside on the cover, you can see all the other covers that they've done. I picked up a Silent Hill 2 one. You can also pick up, like, Pac-Man, Proud the Rapper, Deus Ex, World of Warcraft, WarioWare, Bayonetta, Burnout 3.
Bayonetta?
Yeah. Wipeout, Jet Set Radio.
School Days.
What?
School Days. It's like a Spectrum game.
Okay. There was also, what was it? Day of the Tentacle.
Fibribbon.
Loads of stuff. No Shenmue.
No Shenmue,
which I was a bit annoyed about. But obviously they just don't like Shenmue.
Flabbergasted.
There's a great interview in there with Ken Levine about how he started out. He wrote a film. Did you know that? You can apparently find it.
I wrote a film.
Because he actually...
It never got made and it wasn't a very good script.
He wanted to make a vampire film. And then he got into games because he didn't know games was a job back then, of course.
Hmm.
And there's an interview with Tim Schafer as well. It's quite long. It's £4.50 now.
Got some pretty pictures though.
Yeah. It's a good magazine. Of course, they got rid of the retro corner, which made them kind of suck. But it's got a lot of content. It's got a huge thing on Burnout 3. It's got like 8 pages because they went down to Criterion, had a chat with them, and found out about Burnout 3. But yeah, so that's Games TM. Then my next thing I was going to mention, I was going to say you can pre-order World of Warcraft Cataclysm on the game website because they went up on Friday. But I checked it this morning and they've all gone. So, if you wanted to pre-order off the game website, sorry, you might have to check somewhere else online.
Hard cheese.
You can probably pop into your local game or game station or...
And they'll tell you hard cheese.
HMV. And they may have some pre-orders, but they may have been told to take the SKU off and not allow people to pre-order anymore.
The thing is, though, is that last time, what was it, the Burning Crusade? What, didn't they stop the pre-orders
Wrath
on that?
Of the Lich King.
But they still had... Oh, yeah, it was Wrath of the Lich King, sorry. Wait, what?
Wrath of the Lich King was the last expansion pack.
Yeah. Which was the... Did they do a collector's of that?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking of Burning Crusade then. Because everywhere got loads, and then they're like... They couldn't sell them, but I guess maybe
Lich King was pretty tight stock-wise.
They're being more constructive on the amount that they produce now.
So yeah, if you're a World of Warcraft fan and you wanted the collector's edition, you're too late.
I got one.
Bioshock 2, however,
has
some DLC.
Yeah, so we mentioned it previously, Minerva's Den, which is now available, and you can get it off Xbox Live for 800 points or the PSN for £9.99.
Bit pricey.
Yeah, it is. Over there. And yes, so you don't play as your usual dude, you play as a new person. I haven't bought it yet, because it's 800 points. And, well, I just bought Dead Rising K-Zero for 400 points, and this is like
that's
a
like
really
a whole
short
game.
Piece of DLC, probably, for 800. So I have to get myself to buy this. But I will be buying it.
Eventually.
But then, actually, I had to do Bioshock 2 on 360 first. Because I don't have a PC, haven't I? Because I don't think they've released this for Windows.
Well, that sucks.
Because they always say they do.
And then they don't.
And then there's no DLC for Bioshock 2 on Games for Windows Live.
Oh.
In all their press releases, they say it's coming out on 360, PSN, and Windows.
Maybe they forget to press the publish button on whatever interface they use. Oh, yeah, it's out on all this stuff. It's there. Why isn't it getting any downloads?
But yeah, so if you want to check
then
it out...
Obviously, nobody uses this. We won't bother in the future.
The first and final piece of single-player DLC for Bioshock 2.
For Xbox 360 beat-em-up fans, there's a new Xbox 360 controller coming out. This is out in November in the United States. In the UK, it might be sort of February sort of time.
Yeah.
It's well, there's a few things that's fancy about this controller. It has a twistable D-pad.
What does that mean?
You twist the D-pad and it changes the D-pad from like a disc. So like...
Oh, what, you mean it...
So the bits go down, so it's an actual D-pad.
Yeah, so
it
works
just turn
like
it.
PlayStation D-pad style. So yeah, basically, normal configuration Xbox, it's like a disc D-pad, which is shit. I mean, it's really easy to like accidentally press it sideways when you want to be pressing up, because you just tap it slightly off center and it, you know, it goes
it
diagonal.
It is a bad D-pad.
So yeah, if you're a fighting fan and you want to always hit your ups and downs
and
side
to
sides. And
not use an arcade stick.
And not use one of those stupid arcade sticks which give you arthritis.
But they look cool.
No, they don't. They look lame. And Adam's arcade stick he was building for himself. I can't wait to see what
he
that
was
looks
building
like.
One.
Yeah, he was building one. So yeah, basically you just twist it like clockwise and it turns into a proper proper D-pad. So like, you know, the sidey bits all disappear inside and it's just a plus shape you've got there, so you can always hit them.
That's weird.
Yeah.
This next bit was a bit weird.
They've also changed the colour of the buttons, so on the Xbox pads you've got all the like the four colours they use for each of the buttons. All the colours on this are basically sort of grey.
Grayscale.
Different shades of grey now.
Why?
Weird.
Because
no
the controller is grey, so it matches the rest of the controller.
Oh.
This isn't going to be bundled with any Xbox 360 consoles.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, for a couple of reasons. One, people are going to look at it and think, what button is the... It's red and I don't have a red button.
Yeah, because you have a button flash on the screen if you've got a QT event and you'll see the colour of it first before you see the letter.
Yeah. So obviously they've done it for that reason. It's for people who actually specifically want to go out and buy the controller, mainly for the better D-pad, so they'll already know what buttons is what.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like I said, bundle with Play and Charge Kit, I think it's $65-y dues.
Is that the same as a normal one? Or
I think it's more expensive.
Slightly more.
Yeah. Obviously, the fancy spinning D-pad must be at least another £30 worth of manufacturing. And Major Nelson was kind enough to inform us that they've patented it.
Yeah.
Well, duh. If you weren't patenting stuff, you'd be a rather like financially irresponsible. Oh, look. Now everyone's copying our twisty thing. Oh, look. Now we've got doors where you twist it and the door changes from round to a rectangle. Cool. Yeah, maybe someone else wants to talk about this next
item. Yeah, it was just a brief announcement. So Enslaved...
Brief? It's like paragraphs here.
Yeah, I just pasted it all in. So Enslaved, which is the new game from made by Ninja Theory, who are a UK-based company, and it's being published by Namco, and it's a brief announcement just saying that it's been confirmed, it's gone gold, and it's coming out October 8th. in Europe. And
it's basically like Heavenly Sword, but in the
pretty
West.
Pretty much. It's set in like 150 years from now in some kind of America that's war-torn and stuff. And it's this girl
everyone
and this guy, I think.
Decided to wage war against
and
Wester.
They put these headbands on.
The
so
two
that
factions deciding what kind of hair Wester had, curly or straight.
They put these headbands on, which means they're connected, so if one of them dies, the other one dies. They've also announced, which you've scrolled too far past.
I thought this was a brief announcement.
I was just going to say, they're also doing a competition for people to design a piece of, well, to draw a piece of artwork that is inspired by the game itself. And the winning entry, well, the winning person who drew a picture gets two copies of the game on their preferred format.
Two copies?
With their design on the cover. And an extra large framed print signed by the members of the team.
Okay.
And if you want to do that, go on enslaved-thegame.com and you can find out how to enter and do so if you're good at drawing and stuff.
Yep. Eurogamer Expo is
coming soon.
Coming up in October.
This is happening from the 1st to the 3rd of October, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Of course,
Jim Willits is going to be there. He's legend.
Of course, happening. Being created by Eurogamer itself. It's happening at Earl's Court.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember which part of the building.
Brompton Hall, isn't it?
Yeah, Brompton Hall.
I think so.
That's somewhere in the United Kingdom.
In London.
London.
In where?
London.
Oh, Londonian. Oh, okay.
Sorry, that was quite loud. So they've announced they're having Rage there, which
yeah,
is cool.
Rage is its software.
You say
it's game.
London. He's going to do that over and over again.
Yeah. So, Rage, as Paul just said, it's software's new game. Tim Willits will be there.
Tim Willits is like, well, he's the creative director, apparently. In practice, he's a level designer.
Oh, is he?
Well, that was his last job.
Okay. I was saying, oh, why is Carmack
he probably, not there? John Carmack?
He's legend.
He wouldn't go to something as low as this. He'd be like, yeah, then we can make the OpenGL not suck as much as it does.
Yeah, so that's
and then maybe
be
I'll make my rocket armadillo aerospace go fast.
Little Big Planet 2 is going to be there too.
I know.
Lame.
I'm just mentioning it.
Okay. This is the first time Rage will be shown in the UK.
Apart from videos,
public audiences. There'll also be Hunted Demon Forge with their game director Max Kaufman
Hunted.
And President Matt Finley. Yeah, that's the new Bethesda thing.
Bethesda.
And then there's also going to be Brink there, Fallout New Vegas, which we already knew.
A Little Big Planet.
Saturday is totally sold out. So if you wanted to go on the Saturday, which,
tough.
Why would anyone? Because it can be the busiest day there anyway.
Go on Sunday and you can see
Gamercast.
Go on
a Sunday and you can meet some of us guys.
Does that include me?
If you want to come, you can.
Oh,
but
what?
I haven't got your ticket.
Oh, man.
I've got a ticket. Charles got a ticket.
Do you not want to go in case John Carmack decides to go?
I don't like John Carmack anymore.
Okay, so
you're not my hero anymore. What is this Rage rubbish you're making? Where is my copy of Doom 4?
He's making it for you especially, Paul. It'll be in the post in a couple of years.
You take the mick, John Carmack.
Yes, so next up we've got some more stuff about a different event.
Yeah, this is the London MCM Expo, where you can also meet the GamerCast people.
Yes,
because no doubt we'll be dragged to that boring event. That's towards the end of October.
29th to the 31st
Thank
of October.
You.
This is just a brief announcement that Warner Brothers have announced what games they're going to have there, which is Batman, The Brave and the Bold, and Super Scribblenauts. I played Super Scribblenauts at a Nintendo event, and oh my god, it was hard. I played the first level, which was apparently really easy. I was like, I cannot do this. And I gave up. I found it hard.
Okay, what else?
That's just it. They've got Batman, Brave and Bold.
Don't forget they got Dead Space 2.
Which is a Nintendo Wii and DS.
Dead Space is a good game.
Nintendo Wii and DS only game, which follows the Batman animated series. And then Scribblenauts, as everyone knows. Well, Super Scribblenauts is a sequel to Scribblenauts.
Adam pirated Scribblenauts, just so everyone knows.
And don't forget that they've also got the first hands-on of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 in the UK.
Oh, yep. Great. God of War 3 has been
this is just a brief announcement.
Unveiled.
It's already come out, Paul. Ballistic Publishing.
It's the game coming out on PS3.
Paul, stop
apparently
it.
It's going to have a special edition, which includes the first two games as
yes,
well.
This already happened a long time ago.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So, Ballistic Publishing, who released an awesome Oddworld book many years ago, and also more recently an Uncharted 2 Drake's... What, an Uncharted...
Who's in?
Uncharted 2... Things Among Thieves. Can't remember the title.
Amongst Thieves or something.
Yeah, Amongst Thieves. Okay. So they've now announced they're doing a God of War 3 art book.
Seriously? Oh, don't tell Martin God of War 3 is coming out. God of War 3 is awesome. God of War 3 is awesome.
So it's 272 pages. It's got lots of stuff in it. It's got concept art, modelling, ZBrush stuff, level design, lots and lots of stuff. Probably storyboards as well. So it's just jam-packed with stuff. I think the special version, so they do their folio version.
Oh, yeah.
Like $300.
$300?
Because it comes with some replica...
Kratos?
His replica dagger sword thing.
Replica, is it like a 1 to 79 scale? Yeah.
That's more. Yeah, so that's just a brief announcement. So if you like your art books,
and I dropped it.
I recommend picking it up, as well as the Uncharted one and the Oddworld one if you want to spend a load of money.
Yeah, Oddworld's cool. I can dig that.
Dig.
Just Add Water have announced that they are, I don't know, redoing Stranger's Wrath for the PlayStation 3.
Which order did they come in?
That was the last one. You know, the
newest one. They didn't sell that one.
That was one with that
kangaroo.
The one published by EA.
What was the middle?
That was Munchies Odyssey.
That was it, yeah. That one wasn't too bad.
That one was good.
That was
Stranger's Wrath was a bit weird because
it was weird
of,
because it was like really open. And
it was like a first person, third person.
Yeah.
It was
linear. A lot of it.
No, yeah, it was a good game, but like it just
didn't it come out at the same time as
it came out the same time as Metal Gear Solid 3, so I didn't play Metal Gear.
You get
Solid
you had both of them, and you were like, which one do I play?
And I've still not finished Metal Gear Solid 3 because of Stranger's Wrath. But yeah, apparently they're redoing it for the PlayStation 3 exclusively for the PlayStation 3, which is weird.
That's
because
weird.
It came out on the Xbox originally.
Well, let's face it, Sony need a game,
And it should be coming out next Easter. And
wow, that's quick. Let's hope it's not rushed and rubbish.
Well, Just Add Water have only made one title so far as well.
What did they make?
They made Gravity Crash, which was a PSN only title.
Oh yeah, it's them.
They do claim though they've got 100 years experience behind them because they've got lots of people from different companies.
Well, that's Steve
all
amalgamated.
Yeah,
they've got one person who's 18 years
Steve
old
Paul.
And used to make board games.
Steve. Well, they've got loads of people in their company who have had loads of experience. So Gravity Crash was quite a well thought. It was a good game.
Yeah. And it'll be the first appearance of the Oddworld series on the PlayStation 3 since Abe's Exodus in 98.
Well,
of course, Munch's
you
Odyssey.
Mean on the Sony console?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because, of course, Munch's Odyssey didn't come out yet on the PlayStation 3. Because did Microsoft, like...
Microsoft? No,
that was an exclusive.
Yeah.
I don't think it was an exclusive in terms of money. I think the developers of it just had a hissy fit with Sony about rubbish the PS2 was.
Well, no, they also didn't like Microsoft because Microsoft would just like make this game. They didn't care because I read a thing ages ago in an interview.
Oh, that's Sony propaganda.
Lorne Lanning. No. And
it
then
was a look back at bloody Oddworld.
This won't be a retail game. It will be a digital download.
Oh. Can you get Stranger's Wrath on the Xbox Marketplace?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
But yeah, it'll be quite cool to have a see what they how they improve it. But
if at all.
Did you mention move support?
It is quite... Oh, has it got move support?
Yeah, apparently it's got move support.
Why do you want move support?
Glad
I don't know.
Sonic has move support. Nothing else does.
So yeah, that's coming out this Easter.
So
Easter.
Our friends at Rising Star Games have also confirmed a release date for a game.
Elder Saga.
Called Harvest...
Harvest Moon?
Moon.
We mentioned this previously when we talked about Rising Star's autumn lineup. And this was just one of the games they announced and is now coming out on the 17th of September, provided it doesn't slip at all.
Is this the one that's the game...
Adam Savory game.
That is another game in a series. Is this not? Was it Elder Saga?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
This was the one that was a Wii title.
I'm sure one of them was like... It was a series, like... That thing on the PSP.
What are you guys jib-jabbing about?
Valhalla Knights.
Oh, yeah.
Is this not the Valhalla Knights one?
No.
Don't ask me.
It had nothing to do with Valhalla Knights.
Okay. Well, I didn't have that in the title
when I
announced it.
I don't think it's got anything to do with Valhalla Knights.
Come on, guys.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So, Elder Saga. It's a Wii title. It's got battles and role playing. And
it'll be coming out September 17th.
Yeah. Provided, as I said, it doesn't slip, because I have issues sometimes.
Hey, same day as Move.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because Move is coming out on the 17th of September.
So, like, for example, the first chapter in this game, you're retrieving fragments from a meteorite. And then the second chapter, it's 100 years later.
Strange!
So, like, as it says, because it's an Elder Saga, so it takes place over a large amount
of time. It's a saga.
What's this about Crackdown 2?
So they've
announced... Wow, Crackdown 2's been announced. Cool.
These show notes seem old.
So DLC for Crackdown 2's come out now, called the Toy Box, which has... These show notes seem old. No, they aren't. So...
Stranger's Wrath, Crackdown 2, God of War 3. It's quite old.
So a new piece of Crackdown 2 DLC. It's got new achievements. It's got Avatar Awards. It's got new vehicles, new toys.
Avatar Awards.
Vehicle tagging.
Avatar Awards. Well, the DLC specifically has, or it's putting it into
the DLC has two pieces of Avatar Award. And then it's also got in-game armor and stuff like that. You can pick it up for 560 points.
That's a weird number.
Yeah.
Better than 800.
Yeah, better than 800.
What's this about Final Fantasy?
So this is our last piece of news. So the open beta started for Final Fantasy 15.
14.
Dude. I'm sorry, I was reading the Roman numerals wrong.
It's a good job someone around here actually pay attention to what things are in the news. Oh, I'm in trouble now.
So the open beta started. It started on the 2nd of September. I did actually...
It's just PC, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the PC only. You can't apply for the PS3 open beta because they don't want people to do that. They're going to be sending it out to specific people. So you can do that now. You can download the client off
their... Their pro PS3 tester lady.
You can download the client off their website and just apply for doing so.
How big is the download?
I think it was about 500 meg.
Say it. What about like updates?
There'd be patches on that.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's still half the size of the recent Mac OS 10 patch. 1.3 gig fracking.
But yeah, so if you go on entry.finalfantasyx.
So FF.
Wait, I know why.
Entry.ffxiv.com. So entry.finalfantasy14.com. You can then get everything from there.
I've worked out why Adam isn't on the show this week.
Why?
Is he playing Final Fantasy?
He had that giant patch to download for his rubbish computer. And it's used up all its monthly bandwidth.
So if you're interested in playing it, it looks pretty much like the last one to me, Final Fantasy 11. But they've improved the graphics slightly. I don't think I'll be picking it up because MMOs munch up time.
So do Final Fantasy 11 people get this automatically? No. Is this like an upgrade coming for their game, or are they maintaining it as two separate things?
They'll probably close down 11 shortly after 14 comes out, I'd imagine.
No.
Why do you care?
No.
No, it's not World of Warcraft, or even City of Heroes, or even the new Star Wars Galaxies. It's that bad.
But yeah, so that's that for the news.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, this week we have a letter from some guy called Gary. He says, "Hello, Gamercast. It's Gary here from E3. Or whatever he said. Okay, more seriously now, hello. I take deep offense at you trying to imitate my voice. Please don't do that.
Can you just read the letter?
I'm altering the letter to make it a complaint.
Don't alter it, please.
Another letter from me, I am afraid. Uh-oh. But I will try to keep this one shorter than the rest before I get a rep of being the guy who writes the really, 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 really long emails. Although so far in this mail, I am failing a great deal. Really,
stop
really
adding
great
to it.
Deal. Onward to my question. Wait, what was my question again? Question mark. I seem to have forgotten.
Stop doing this! Shall I read it out?
No, I'm doing it.
Okay, well, stop adding it. To it.
Well, he shouldn't have said it's going to be really long because it's given me something to like
to do
work with now, hasn't it? don't give me something to work with. It is an interesting tech question that nobody has ever been able to answer to me. I can answer it. When you install a disc to game a disc, install a disc game. So he means when you install a game.
Yeah.
To the HDD, he means hard disk drive. Of a 360, he means the Xbox 360. Does it still play from the disc? Disc is spelled wrong, by the way. If you run it via quick launch option on the dashboard. Yes, it does. If you have a game installed, no matter how you launch it, either from the menu or from quick launch, it will play it from the disc. Hard disk, that is. The disc with a K. You still need the disc in the drive, of course, the disc with a C. because it has to check to make sure you do have a copy of it, but it does run it from the disc with a K.
So when you install it, you still use
when the you disc. Install it, it copies yeah. it to the hard drive.
Well, I've never done it before.
It just copies the data, doesn't it?
It copies the entire game.
Just because a disc check.
Oh, what, and that's
and then when you play the disc, check. You click the button, the drive will spin up if it doesn't know what's in there.
Hmm.
So you hear a drive spin up, it checks to make sure you've got a disc with a C. And then it runs it from the hard drive. Of course, you could take the disc out, but the eject button will reset. Actually, I'm not sure if it does. It does, doesn't it? When you hit eject, when a game is playing, it resets the game, doesn't it?
Should do.
I'm not sure if it does that with the hard drive. Maybe we'll try that. But anyway, to answer his question, which nobody else seems to be able to answer him, I don't know who he's talking to. Obviously not me.
obviously.
When you install a game to the hard disk of the Xbox 360, it runs it from the hard disk.
So you need
that means the drive is spun down during the entire gameplay, except the disk check at the start. It means less heat, faster load times in general, although some games which spent hours optimizing for reading off a disk have issues, like Halo 3 example is one of them. Halo 3 actually shows a message saying, you've installed this game to the hard drive. We recommend you don't do that because it actually runs better from the disk.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But then Halo 3 did lots of fancy streaming and like stuff, so obviously
they
didn't take into account like the different performance issues, because maybe it's just jiggled up differently, like the hard disk is on a different thing or something. So yeah, that answers that. He says he's been playing a bunch of games.
Shank, Singularity, Tomb Raider, Guardian of Light, and Mopping Up G on Darkstar 1.
I've never heard of that.
It's terrible.
Thanks, GamerCast. I hope you're all well this cloudy Sunday. See, last week, if we read this out, it was actually sunny.
It's quite sunny
today. But today is cloudy, so we can have a go at it.
Isn't it nice today?
It's been raining. That's why I had to take my coat to work.
Wasn't that only this morning?
No, it was raining on the way back as well. So thank you, Gary, for that wonderful letter. We will have more letters next week, of course. If you would like to send us a letter to be mentioned in some future episode, send it to me at feedback@GamerCast.net. Thank you. Or leave it on the blog at GamerCast.net. Carry on.
I was going to say what you just said.
Okay, well, whatever.
Leave us comments however you want, but yeah, whatever.
Feedback email thingy, because then it goes into the right folder.
Yep.
Apart from your email, which doesn't turn up.
Guess I didn't send it. Maybe.
You forgot to click the send button.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, so last week, all of our listeners heard this.
The gods ruled. Humanity served as slaves, but life never remains in balance. Power passed to man, and man banished the gods from the world. But something was released. Something older than man has risen.
So Catherine guessed Overlord, Adam guessed Harvest Moon, Gary guessed Risen, Bobman guessed Darksiders, Charlotte guessed Rise of the Argo Dudes.
Argonauts.
Argonauts.
You put the Argo Dudes.
Oh, let me just correct that then, because we don't want my record spoiled, do we?
You spelled that wrong.
That is the proper way to spell Nort.
Not Argonauts.
Okay. The answer was actually Risen.
What was it?
The clue was the last word of the thing, which was Risen. Gary guessed it, so GZ to Mr. Gary.
Did he cheat?
He actually said, he says, I'm pretty sure it is Risen, as it sounds like the voice and lines I heard from the trailer a while back. Also, for future Nenmec games, it's really easy to search words in speech marks to find out what the game is. If a lot of people get it right this week, you know they cheated.
So does that mean he cheated?
Yeah.
Well, no, he said it was because it was from the... like that. So.
Yeah, and then he says if people get it right, then they cheated.
So Bob Mann also said, I didn't cheat, smiley face. Well, you got it wrong, so hopefully you didn't cheat. We also had someone on the forums, like, try and cheat, but I think they failed.
Oh, yeah, was it Quack?
I think it was Quack.
Yeah, he said he tried and...
he tried and failed.
It's hard to use Google. Is that what he said?
He said, tried this, doesn't come up with shit, lol. Yeah. What the hell is this avatar? Isn't that, like, the weird woman from Unreal?
Is that Unreal?
With Klesk's head, possibly, and then, like, I don't know whose face that is.
Wasn't that from the front of some game?
I don't know. He's got a weird avatar at the moment. So, yeah, the answer was Risen. So, GZ Gary.
Yep.
GZ. This week, we've got something way cooler. You're not going to get any clues this week because it's that easy.
Yeah.
If you do not get it on the third note, you are a noob. And that goes to all of our listeners. Apart from the ones who've just joined us, who are not noobs.
No, of course not.
And the ones who give us money are definitely not noobs. Any guesses?
I know that.
So do I. You know it, hey? Well, what is it?
I don't know it. And it's... sounds familiar, but I'm not sure what it is.
I'm sure everyone in the world has played this game.
Yeah?
It's like Tetris, only without blocks. Actually, it might have blocks in some bits of it.
I'm going to be like Tetris without blocks. That means it's anything.
Sorry, that was a clue you really shouldn't have got. Come on, guys.
Harvest Moon!
You think it's Harvest Moon?
No, I don't think it's Harvest Moon. How about Street Fighter? Sometimes he leaves it highlighted. That's why he's covering the screen.
So Adam thinks it's Risen because he's out of date. See, I do change things, Gary, before you keep moaning at me saying it's always Harvest Moon. Oh, wait, maybe that gives it a clue that it's Harvest Moon. Who knows? But Charlotte thinks it is Harvest Moon. So if she's right, then that is correct. Come on, Catherine.
So no clues.
It's fairly old school.
Elite.
Multiple platforms. You think it's Elite?
Probably not. Okay. Did games have music to that standard?
Elite had music.
Did yeah, it? But yeah.
Are you sure? I just remembered the laser sounds. Zzz, bzz,
bzz, bzz, bzz, well, fine. Bzz, bzz. I don't know what it is. I'm a noob.
Catherine is a noob.
Sounds familiar, I guess. It's old. Is that the show name? No.
Catherine is a noob.
No. Nooblets. You corrected your da.
You didn't? Oh my god, dude. I thought you were a gamer.
I expected the music to go somewhere, so then that's why I'm confused by it.
It does go somewhere, but you have to wait several minutes for it to go somewhere.
What do you mean you thought I was a gamer?
My mum would guess what my mum would know that is.
Maybe I'm too young.
You're not too young. It's not that old. It was like on... well, it was... what was it? Mega Drive era console. So I think it had ports to the Master System.
You just said it was really old. That is semi-old.
That is old. It might have even had releases Dreamcast, maybe.
Is this sequels or
PS2
re-releases?
I think a PS2 version as well.
What?
It did have a PS2 version. I mean, I think these were different games, but as part of the same series. It wasn't Quake 3.
Catherine looks worried.
Come on, guys.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds really familiar, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you are going to want to shoot yourself.
You make me sound really bad because you're like, oh, my mum would know what it is.
She would like, oh, that's that game you used to play. Oh, that's another clue.
Let's guess. Because you used to play it lots then.
Gary would know what this is. Gary would know what this is in a second. He'd be like, boom, I know what that is. And he will know what it is on the second note because he's that good.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh.
Boom. Boom. Well, all I know is that it's not a normal word.
Stop cheating. She's cheating.
Yeah, but maybe I put a typo in that deliberately.
Oh. You do typos. I don't know, it's really familiar.
Come on, because people are like getting fed up with this segment now.
Okay, I don't know, I give up.
New releases this week.
So there's one or two games coming out this week, including, of course, the uber super awesome... I'm like, nah, screw it.
So, first game...
I was looking for something cool, like Tetris Party, whatever it was, but there was nothing there that good.
So, Ruse is coming out with...
Hey, is that that cool real-time strategy game?
Yeah. The, what was it? I can't remember what it's actually... It's not, according to Ubisoft, a real-time strategy game.
No, wait, according to Steven, it's not a real-time strategy game. If it's a strategy game...
he says it's a real-time strategy
game. And it isn't turn-based, it's real-time.
Yeah, so it's Axis versus Allies... You play as America.
By Axis versus Allies, we mean Second World War.
Sorry, World War II.
You can Second play... World War.
Fine, Second World War. You can play as the Americans or you
or
can play as the Germans.
The Great Patriotic War, as my colleagues would call
in
it.
In the campaign, you can play as those. In the multiplayer, you can play as UK, Italy, France, Germany, Soviet Union. America.
United States.
I think that was
America.
It.
The United Kingdom of Great Britain.
There is...
And Empire.
I don't know how long it is. There's a pro gamer version coming out, which I...
It comes with a mouse.
It comes with an awesome Steel Series, like, I can't... I don't know how you pronounce it. X-A-I, so Zai.
Zai? Zai. Zai.
Zai mouse. Which I may buy, because it says Ruse on it, and it looks cool, and yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming out on PS3, PC, and Xbox 360.
Yeah, PS3 and PC version of Hawks 2 is coming out, because the PC one hasn't come out yet, has it?
I haven't seen PC version coming out. I've only seen PS3 version coming out.
Oh, okay.
So, we mentioned Hawks last week. The PS3 version is coming out this week, a week after the 360 version.
Karen talking, I'll just look up Hawks, because I'm sure PC version's out.
Spider-Man Shatter's Dimension is the next game out. This is the newest Spider-Man game, which is featuring four different Spider-Men, all coinciding in one, because it's got to do with dimensions, as the title says. It's coming out on PS3, 360, oh. Wii, and DS.
Maybe there isn't a PC version.
Maybe there's not. It's got, like, a totally new storyline. It's been written by Dan Slott, and it follows Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Man 2099,
rubbish.
Ultimate Spider-Man, and was it Amazing Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all of those Spider-Men. And yeah, and so you go in between bits playing as the different Spider-Men, and so on.
Now, there's a PC version.
But it's not coming out.
Release date 1st of October, so yeah, must a little while.
Okay. It's usually quite a while between
So yeah, the Spider-Man game may be good. I'm not sure yet, but it's got a retail price of like £40-45. It's quite pricey.
Like most games?
Like most games, of course.
But there is no collector's edition, so Catherine will not be buying it.
I'm not that iffy.
Yeah, that's what you do these days. Unless it's got a collector's edition. No, thank you.
Hey, I bought Ken Lynch.
You're going to buy Ruse for the collector's edition.
Shh. Yeah, so new Spider-Man game. If you're into Spider-Man, it should hopefully be good, because it looks kind of cool. And I'd love to play a Spider-Man Noir. Next up, 99 Nights 2.
Whoa.
This is out now. Coming out, even, on Friday.
Right.
So, 99 Nights 2 is the sequel to 99 Nights, which, of course, was made by Q Entertainment and Mr. Mizuguchi.
So, is it called, like, N32?
Yeah, N32.
Awesome.
So, sadly, this one has not been made by them.
It has, however, been made by...
some dude.
It's been published
John
by
Carmack.
Konami. It's not been made by John Carmack.
John Connor?
So it's a sequel.
John Connor.
It's got online co-op.
The Terminator's coming together.
For the two players via Xbox Live. And they've improved the visuals and it's got a new story and stuff.
Okay, cool. Global Agenda. This is a fun PC game.
This has been out for a while, I'm sure.
Yeah,
as
it
download.
Seems to ring a bell.
It's like an MMO kind of thing. But it's coming out now in retail. So it's been on Steam since February.
That might be where I've seen it.
And, so someone's like, the publisher's picked
it
up to release.
I think Iceberg picked this up.
Oh.
I may be wrong, but I think maybe. So yeah, this is then just a retail version of Global Agenda.
Yep. The Sims 3 is having a new content pack,
yep.
Which is called Fast Lane Stuff.
Yeah, so we talked about this back when it was announced.
Yeah.
Basically,
did we?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, me and Paul talked about it. I wrote about it when it came, when it was announced.
Okay, Mr. Rider person.
So, basically, it's like your average Sim stuff pack. You get a bunch of new objects, new items, things like that. But the main, what's the word, focus of the stuff pack is cars. So you'll be able to kit
I've
up
got
your
a police
garages
pack.
And choose different kind of cars. Because, of course, in The Sims 3, all you can choose is kind of... It's like a standard car, and then there's like some... Is it a Peugeot?
There's a fancy car.
There's some kind
of
car
that they've
got
And then you've got job-related cars as well, yeah. Like a police car.
Police car and stuff like that. But this will introduce like fast cars and silly cars and stuff like that. So it's for people that want like their Sims to have a bit more of a personal house, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or for those that don't like to ride their bicycles. Ring,
yep. I just get Mike to do the walk over.
I get my guy
like every Friday or Saturday whenever he goes around to all his shops to get the monies.
He just walks there. He's too cool for vehicles.
Well, that way I'm not waiting around for ages. Like, oh look, now he's in the house making a mess. Oh no, he's set himself on fire or some other crazy thing. At least he's out in doing
stuff. Who is this
stuff.
Person? Is it Paul?
Yes.
Paul's setting himself on fire all the time.
My cooking skills are not awesome.
So next up we've got Aeon Assault on Beluria, maybe? This is an add-on slash expansion pack thingamajig for the MMO Aeon. They've increased the level cap to level 55. They've also added Twitter integration.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I hope the new OAuth protocols haven't suddenly broken their game.
It's quite cute as well, because you can also capture screens and put them on TwitPic from the game.
Oh, that sounds great.
So you can send screenshots to friends. Look at this awesome gear I scored.
Yeah. There's a new Kingdom Hearts game coming out. I guess this is...
Kingdom Hearts Birth Blasting. Yep, that's right. It's a PSP only game. Takes place before all previous Kingdom Hearts games.
Meaning it is before the ones which came out, which means Michael J. Fox with his buddy, the weird mad scientist guy from 1955 who hit his head on the toilet and had a dream of the thing, blah, 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 went back in time to release this game before the other ones have come out, which is why this is not actually out on Friday, which is why I will delete it from the show notes.
Wait, does this mean this is another old news because it's already out?
We have a lot of old news.
So you can play as three heroes, which is quite different because, of course,
and
you can choose who you want to play as. There's Terra,
like
Ventress, or Aqua.
Personally, he was best in Star Trek 3.
You can then, of course, do all of the three adventures, so you can play through as each single person. Improved graphics.
So what Disney people has it got in it?
That's what
it's
matters.
It's also got multiplayer modes in it, which is the first, of course.
You know
it's
what
got
I think
a versus
about
mode. An arena mode, rumble,
knife,
racing,
stab,
and a roll the dice game, which is a strategy board
Liar's
game.
Liar's dice?
No.
What
no?
are you jib jabbing about?
There's also a collector's edition coming out through game, which has two art prints and an art book, just like all PSP games that Square Enix release.
Mm.
But yeah, so this got announced like earlier this year and is, well, announced for over here and it's now coming out.
Fun. So that's it for the releases this week.
Yep, that's right.
Previews and or reviews.
We have a little preview.
Yeah.
This week. It is, of course, Dead Rising 2, the most super awesome zombie super game, apart from possibly Left 4 Dead, which you could argue with. Out. There. And now the second one, which carries on from the first one, but with different people, is coming out.
Yeah. See, I mean, you can't...
When's this out? End of September?
24th
September.
You can't really compare it to Left 4 Dead, I suppose, because the thing is, Left 4 Dead, you've got the fast zombies.
Yeah, but you mean zombies.
Yeah. But you've got two totally different games. So Dead Rising is the slow Romero...
the proper zombies.
Whereas,
as opposed to the 28 Day Later zombies, which are stupid.
28 Day, Left 4 Dead, coming right at you.
You just said that you think Left 4 Dead's amazing, but it's got the 28 Days Later zombies.
Yeah, but it's not so much for... Like, Left 4 Dead is a good game, but obviously they're really different games.
Yeah.
But they're the two best zombies.
They're definitely the best zombie games out there. So
in your face, PlayStation News.
Do we know how many years after the first game?
Yeah, today. Today I actually had somebody ask for... have you got Dead Rising on PS3? I'm like...
no.
No, just on Xbox. And then he said, have you got Left 4 Dead on PS3? And I was like, Xbox or PC.
So it takes place after the first game. You play as protagonist Chuck Green.
Chuck Green is a part, like Frank West, the guy from the first one, was like a journalist person trying to get the scoop on what's going on. This guy's a much more hands-on sort of...
He's a biker, isn't he?
Building stuff person.
He's very muscly as well.
Build stuff. And he's got
Frank
some...
West. Was he?
Frank, well, yeah, but he wasn't like a man.
He
was like
pictures.
Journalist boy.
He's covered wars, you know.
And the cool thing is, Frank West is, of course, in Left 4 Dead. We just happened to miss him as he was stopping by.
Stopping by.
Yes.
Yeah, so they've added the customization in, as Paul mentioned. So Chuck is real hands-on because he put the duct tape on everything.
It's like in the dark.
And he likes to put nails in bats and
everyone
put
likes to
drills
put nails
in buckets.
How do you do that? How do you put a nail?
You
put the nails in and you put the tape round it and then you poke the nails through as you put the tape round.
Why don't you just get a hammer? You hammer the nail in, don't you?
Well,
then
no.
You've got a hole in the other way.
Well, wouldn't it be better to have spiky bits out?
True, but I mean, a non-spiky bit being whipped around would still hurt.
It's going to hurt
true.
You anyway, yeah.
Ew, think about that.
Yeah, so we went to an event.
Oh, yes, yes.
To play Dead Rising. To play Dead Rising 2 at the...
Wait a minute, should we just mention about Case Zero?
Yeah. Well, we mentioned it last week.
Yeah, we'll just mention
it
again.
You can pick it up
400
now.
Points, Case Zero. It's like the prequel to Dead Rising 2. It shows this guy and his kid and what's going on, and it gives you sort of the idea of what's going on.
Well, yeah, it explains how they get to Fortune City, which is where Dead Rising 2 takes
place. Yeah, and it also lets you play around with the combination feature.
Exclusively on Xbox 360.
Yes, exclusive for Xbox 360. Whereas, of course, Dead Rising 2 coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. You were saying?
Okay, so we were invited along to a preview event for Dead Rising 2 at the Empire Cinema Casino / Place.
Well, no, it'd be Cinema / Casino.
Which was pretty awesome. And we got to gamble.
Yes, there was gambling, blackjack and roulette, playing the game.
Zombies!
There was a PS3 version to play and the 360 version to play.
And the PS3 version kept crashing.
It didn't! I played it, it was okay.
But it was really glitchy in the frame rate,
it was okay.
But it wasn't as good.
Stop trying to moan about PS3.
It's not my fault, it's rubbish by itself, it doesn't need me to help.
We were pretty much thrown in with a few bits of the game, so we got to play... I don't know if that's how the game starts, though, that's the thing.
I imagine it is.
So you
don't
get,
spoil it.
Do we want to spoil it?
You're spoiling it.
Well, mainly the thing we did was just play around anyway.
Yeah.
So, had an explore... Fortune City is flipping massive.
It's like a massive map, it's like what...
So yeah, I mean, Dead Rising was pretty big. You could get lost if you were a noob.
If you went out the wrong door, and then you'd be like, damn, where am I going?
Well, yeah, I mean, Dead Rising, it was broken up into like 4 or 5 zones, really, wasn't it? So you had like a zone
up
here.
It was like 4, and then like the middle.
And then you had the middle bit, and then you had like an underground car parking place as well. This is like more of a small town.
So you've got a hotel, you've got a shopping mall, you've got a park...
The casino. The Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
It's like, Dead Rising was a sandbox, and this is like a super sandbox. It's huge. It's like Fallout, but not as big. Yeah, and the game... Okay, so... Everyone who's seen Dead Rising 2 says, okay, so it's Dead Rising, but the combinations is a gimmick. It's like, okay, so maybe you think it's a gimmick, but as soon as you play it, that goes out the window.
Well,
and
yeah.
The combinations are absolutely amazing.
Well, I was going to say, I kind of felt it was a bit gimmicky in Case Zero because you have 9 items you can make. So it's like, oh, why can't I do something with the 2x4 or the razor blades? Or why can't I make something with this sledgehammer?
Well, the thing is, that's always going to happen with things like when you get to combine things. I mean, it's the same thing in Fallout. You could come up with all these amazing different things that you can combine to make these uber powerful weapons, but you're never going to be able to. So, I mean, the thing is with Dead Rising, it's okay, maybe it is a gimmick, but they have gone quite far, and you can make a, I mean, is there a number on how many you can do?
What do you mean?
Like, is there a number on how many combined items that you can make? Like, have they said how many there are?
No, they haven't said how many there are, but there's a load in Dead Rising 2.
I mean, we were playing it and we went, like, we saw loads of
most
things.
Most items have the little mechanic spanner thing above them, whereas in Case Zero, they've all got the little gun thing above them, just meaning they're a weapon.
And then, of course, also, as well as the combination stuff, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, there's a lot more variety in the clothing and the things that you can just pick
that's
up as
it,
well.
Of course, yeah, because there's, like, in Dead Rising, everything, it was quite limited to what was your weapons. Whereas in this, like, it does feel a lot more like anything is a weapon.
Yeah.
You can pick up practically anything.
Most things, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot more places that you can go into, whereas, like, in the original, you had loads of, like, were they stores that were closed and
yeah.
stuff? And you can go into them, but now, like,
pretty much
everywhere you can go into, and there's, like, so many items, it's crazy. And then there's also loads of really weird gambling things as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so there's loads and loads of slot machines, like you'll find in K-Zero. So you've got the turkey ones that don't give you money, you've got the bonanza thing that does give you money, you've got the, like, a bucking bronco,
yeah,
is that
like
what
a
it's
rodeo
called?
Horse thing.
So, like, surrounded by kind of inflated thing, and you it's a QTE game pretty much, so you're just pressing the buttons to try and stay on the ball, and you get,
did I get money for it?
Yeah, you get money out of it. I got money out of it, so you pay a certain amount of money to try and do stuff. There's loads of the things that usually, I'm guessing if you pick up a sledgehammer you can probably do it, the things
with the
bell at the top, and you've got to hit it so the thing hits the bell, and you probably get money out of that. They've got the cash grab thing.
Yeah.
Grab for cash, I can't remember what they called it, which they released a video of, I think we've got it on our YouTube channel, where you pay, like, I think $100 to go inside this box full of money flying around, and you repeatedly press A to grab as much as you can. And there's a lot of emphasis on QTE, I'd say.
Yeah, there is. Something that was devoid, it wasn't in the first one.
So every time you get a zombie attack you
oh, yeah,
shake
it
the left
that,
stick.
Yeah.
But then when you get hit down, you then will have to press buttons that it wants you to press to be able to get them off of you.
Then, of course, as well as being much huger, there's also a lot more survivors, it would seem.
Huh.
And a heck of a lot more psychopaths.
Yes. Lots of survivors.
Over 100, I think we saw.
What,
100.
Psychopaths?
No.
Combined
survivors.
Over 100 survivors.
100 of them, flipping out. Do you
ready?
Around
every corner. Ah, psychopath. I'm dead
until I try about 10 times until I can beat the guy.
But one of the things that actually seemed very interesting was that, of course, Katie, your little girl, is infected.
Yes.
And you have to give her Zombrex. And you may or may not have to actually go back to her every
12 hours
to give her a re-jab.
Yep.
Jab.
Jib-jab.
Because, of course, like in the original, you had... What was the reason for keep going back to the maintenance tunnels?
Wasn't it people calling you or stuff?
Yeah.
That woman.
That woman. She'd always be calling you back. But now, of course, you've got Katie to do that. But it's a lot easier to access the maintenance tunnels now, isn't it, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, before, you had to go all the... If you found out you had to go back, you had to go all the way back around the mall in order to get there, unless you unlocked a door someplace later on in the game, and... Ugh.
But the thing is, as well, if you think about it, because you've got your... It's pretty much the same... It feels the same, the safe area, as it did in the first one. So you've got people standing around in places.
Loads of people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what point that is in from the game, unless that's just all
the
survivors.
That'll be the survivors. That's what happened in the first one. Yeah.
And so you've got loads of people hanging about. But, of course, if you decide to go to the hotel or something like that, you're going to be miles away from all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's okay, because you've got all the save points around. You've got all the mechanic places around. So you can do everything without having to go back to the save room, really, other than Katie.
But the survivors seemed a bit more with it.
They are.
Yeah. A bit more capable this
time around.
Some are
really annoying. You can carry some... like you'll know if you play K-Zero. There's more stuff.
The customization is amazing. So, like, if you found in Dead Rising that you preferred to have Frank in a dress and high heels, then you'll be absolutely astounded at the amount of cross-dressing you can do in Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, so there's a lot more women's shops. There still are a hell of a lot of men's clothing
customization
shops,
stuff, yeah.
But there's a lot of women's ones as well.
Such as boob tubes.
Yep.
Chuck has a very hairy chest.
Yes. Well, he's a man. Men are hairy.
Only real men have hairy chests.
So, as well as the customization in terms of clothing, you can now change your hairstyle.
What are you saying about men?
You can have beards.
Yeah, you can have
crazy
beards.
You can look like a fisherman. You can probably find a fisherman kind of hat as well.
Yeah.
And just look like a fishman.
Look like a fishman? Wow, that's a bit different than a fisherman. Fishman. This guy's an actual fishman.
But yeah, there's just loads of added stuff. So the combination stuff's really cool. We saw one. Well, I saw one thing that made me just think, wow, I really want to play this game. So, serve bot heads, as people may remember
Lego
from the first
one,
which you say is a Lego Man head, but it's not a serve bot head. Well, it's not a Lego Man head, it's a serve bot head, which is from Tronbon, which was a Capcom game on the PS1.
Is it not maybe in Mega Man as well, saying serve bots?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's from Tronbon. I know the maybe from Tronbon. And then, of course, you get them in the Marvel's Capcom games when you've got Tron in there.
Yeah, so it must be Tronbon then, yeah.
So, you can get a serve bot head. You can get a... What would it have been? A ceiling fan?
Something like that.
Maybe a ceiling fan. Tape them together, and you've got a serve bot head that you can put on, and then wave around and kill things. Well, kill zombies.
The massacre!
I thought it looked awesome.
It's amazing. There's so many weapons
and,
that,
like,
you can pick up.
Boxing gloves and Bowie knives, and you've got Wolverine-like hands.
You just kind of, wow, this is so cool and really gratuitous, but awesome at the same time.
Well, yeah, the only thing that I'd be a bit annoyed at is, like, I'd pick something up. So I picked up a hunk of meat. I was like, what can I combine this with?
Dynamite.
And I couldn't find anything. I was like, can I put a knife in it? And it's like, nah, I couldn't put a knife in it. I was like, what else can I put in it?
Dynamite.
Yes, we know now, dynamite. But yeah, so there's loads of combinations and it's looking really good.
It's amazing.
I'm just afraid...
Well, you're just going to get lost.
Yeah, I'll get lost. I'll never get all achievements in it because it'll be way too hard. If you've got to save all those people, it's never going to happen. But yeah, so...
Looks awesome. September 24th, go out and buy it. You know you want to.
And if you're waiting for some Dead Rising awesomeness and have a 360, if you don't have a 360, buy a 360 and get K-Zero for 400 MS points.
It'll only cost you, you know...
360s aren't expensive.
Yeah.
You can get one for like 100 quid.
There you go. Go buy a 360.
70 quid.
For case.
70
zero.
Quid.
You won't regret it.
No, it's good. It's also a nice, small, toned down version of it.
Unless,
so you can get ready slightly for the bigness of number two.
Unless you're scared by zombies like Tim.
Yeah, if you're scared by zombies, you may not like it. Cause
Tim's scared of zombies.
He doesn't like Dead Rising, it's too scary.
Let's watch Dawn of the Dead.
At 7 o'clock, they still get red eyes, as you'll know if you play K-Zero. The queen bees are still in it, so you can find queen bees and stamp on them and their heads explode. And yeah, so it's still got a lot of stuff from the original game. You've still got the time limit, because the military are arriving. You've still got no autosave. You've still got the watch. There's a map. What else is the same from the original?
You've got a person that calls you up.
Yeah, you've got... You've got a walkie-talkie and a telephone, haven't you?
But it doesn't seem to interrupt you like it did in the original.
Yeah.
So, like, in the original, you'd get stuck there taking a call and you'd get attacked by zombies. And then your call would be interrupted, so then you'd have to call them back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be like, why did you stop talking to me? And then, yeah, but now that's all gone. And also the subtitles, you know.
Oh, they're bigger.
They're bigger. As I mean, like you said, you'll see in K-Zero, they're not... You know, tiny on the
itty
bottom
bitty.
Of the screen. Anyone can see them now.
You can still combine food items.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's just in a blender now. It might be. There's a lot of emphasis on getting money. I imagine, like in K-Zero, there may be pawn shops about, or someone trying to sell you goods.
There is pawn shops, yeah.
Yeah. So, another ways to get either Zombrex if they have some and you can't find any, or if they have some goods that you can't be bothered to make.
Or don't know how to make.
If you pick up them, you'll get a scratch card for it. So you'll then know
to how to make
those items. I think combination as well is only on two items, I believe.
Okay.
It'd be nice if you could have multiple, but I think it's only two.
Hmm.
But yeah. So we think it's really cool.
Yeah.
And we recommend picking it up. It's not long until it comes out. You can, as I've mentioned before, you can pick up the Zombrex Steel Tin Edition. If you're in Europe, Zombrex Steel Tin Edition... You can get the Outbreak Edition, which comes with a zombie figure that you get exclusively at game. Or you can get the normal version. None of the special editions are on PC, sadly. They're all on 360 and PS3. If you live in America, you can get the Zombrex Edition with added stuff, which makes your version better than our one. Or you can get the High Stakes Edition through Capcom Unity for $90, but you get a lot of cool stuff with it, as I mentioned last week. Or you can, of course, get the normal version. There's lots of pre-ordered DLC things you can get out there as well. And yeah. Lots of stuff. Checking it out. I'm tempted to play Dead Rising. I also want to watch Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, we can watch that if you want.
Go buy it, everyone.
No, go pre-order it.
You can buy it.
No, you can pre-order
have you got
it.
Dead Rising in yet?
I'll give you £50.
RIP, I think it's 40 quid maybe. Around that. I don't know. I pre-ordered a Outbreak Edition. Is this 60 or £70? But yeah. So, check it out. And
Dead Rising 2.
Get it. And get K-Zero for the meantime so you can, you know,
have fun.
Have some fun.
Indeed.
Also, of course, don't forget, fun your Dead Rising fun stuff goes over into Dead Rising 2. So you get to keep your levels and all that stuff. All that jazz. K-Zero. What did I say?
You said Dead Rising. Dead Rising went over into Dead Rising 2, it'd be amazing.
It would be. But sorry. You also get lots of cars, because it's Vegas area. So there's lots of cars, but they're all locked. You have to get keys
for
them.
Get the keys.
Alrighty, that pretty much sums up this episode then, yes, doesn't it? With your massive 45-minute preview of Dead Rising 2.
Is it really that long?
Yes.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was. Alright, feedback can go to feedback at gamercast.net. You can leave comments on the blog at gamercast.net. You can also leave stuff on Twitter.
Twitter.com/gamercast.
@gamercast.
Or you can do a hashtag in gamercast.
Yeah, do hashtag gamercast. Well, I don't know what this Twitter speak means, but it sounds fun.
You can check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/gamercast.net, Facebook, Steam.
Where you can see Catherine's new unboxing of the Mafia 2 collector's edition.
Yes, Mafia 2.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Yeah, but the main thing is Mafia 2 is a good game. Are you sure?
I've been told it's good. About 14 hours of play.
I've yet to play it.
I ain't playing it, I'll tell you that. Where's my copy of Civ 5?
Wait.
Sid Meier. Shut out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to us on Zune, on iTunes,
and whatever and else RSS-y you want, stuff. Really.
I was just saying.
Well, we have an RSS feed, funnily yes enough. And you can put that RSS feed in RSS client.
Yes. And we shall see you next week. Maybe with Adam. Who knows? Not me.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.